This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 336, and today we're going to be talking about victim mentality. But before I begin, just wanted to review, if you're listening to the podcast for any length of time, I have this mental strength principles for successful living, and I'd like to just go over those real briefly with you. There's also a YouTube video on these as well. But basically, these are 10 principles to help you live a life of power, purpose, and empowerment. And the first one is cause and effect. And this is, I'm not going to go through these in detail. This is just a review to bring you up to speed for the topic of this podcast. So there's this cause and effect. You can either be on the cause side or the effect side, meaning that you can either be causing an effect or you can think that somebody is affecting you. Then there is results versus excuses. You have one or the other, but you can't have both. Perception is projection. That is what's going on within us. We often project onto the external world or somebody else. Responsible for results. That means that you are 100% responsible for taking actions and for producing the results that you want in your life. Excuses into reasons. That is, you can turn your excuses into reasons for doing something instead of using those excuses to hold you back. Mind and body connection. The mind and body are always connected. What you think will manifest in your body. And also to learn something, you must take action. That is, so you're listening to this podcast, you're reading a book, that's wonderful, but to really learn it, to understand it, you must take action on what you have heard or read. And then the response you get is the meaning of your communication. So when you're communicating with somebody, the response you're getting is how they're perceiving it. And then behavioral flexibility. That is, the person with the most behavioral flexibility will have the happier life. And then act as if. That is, you may believe these mental strength principles or you may not, but what would happen to your life if you acted as if? So that's the quick review of it. And so what does all this really mean? What do these mental strength principles really mean? Well, it means stop playing the victim. So there's the victim mentality, and we all go through it at different points in our week, in our day, in our year. But how long do you camp out there? Our society has encouraged victim mentality. And I'm going to go through some signs of what that might look like. But basically, victim mentality is an acquired personality trait in which a person tends to recognize themselves as a victim of negative actions of others and circumstances and behave as if this were true, even in the face of clear evidence to the contrary. So they have this mentality, and this is perception is projection. They have this mentality that they're a victim. Things are happening to them. Whoa, whoa, pitiful me. They have their pity party. And people can show them, hey, this really isn't true, but they will believe it anyway because they've been so ingrained in this victim mentality. It's part of who they are. And so the victim mentality is a varying degree. It's a sliding degree. But when we are fully embedded in it, when we own it as who we are, we are absolutely powerless. Powerless to do any changes within it. So the purpose of this podcast is to bring the attention to that, how often do you play in it, and some ways to move beyond it. So victim mentality zaps us of our power to take action. When we think we're the victim, we're giving our power away to a person, to a circumstance, to an event, and basically says we can't do anything about it. But yet we can. But this victim mentality has been perpetrated, at least as I can see, here in North America and probably elsewhere in the world. So what I'd like to do is go over significant ways to recognize you're playing the victim. I'm going to read through some of these. I'll stop and articulate on some of them, but I want you to see and feel when I say one of these, which one really resonates with you. And it's okay, because the first thing we have to do is be aware that we're playing the victim in order to stop playing the victim and move over to the warrior side. And that's what my podcast is about, is becoming the warrior, taking responsibility for your life, for your results, for your actions. You are the one living your life. And when you stop playing the victim, you can then control your life more effectively. So we're going to go over some ways to recognize you're playing the victim. Well, if you're blaming, complaining, and justifying, those are the three big ones. When you find yourself blaming somebody for an event, complaining about an event, or justifying why you didn't get the results that you want, you're playing the victim. If you feel captive by your circumstances, you feel like, I just can't do anything, I'm stuck, there's nothing I can do, you're playing the victim. If you feel you lack any control of your present circumstances, so it's kind of the same thing, but there's the feeling captive, meaning that you can't do anything, but then there's the lack of control, meaning that you're not just stuck, but you just can't control your circumstances. You may cite your confusion as a reason for not taking action. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should do that. Whatever it is. When you cite your confusion as a reason for not taking action, you're playing the victim. Now, I'm going to stop here and just say that all of these things come up once in a while for us, and that's okay. But how often do we use these reasons as excuses or whatever for not taking action? When we do that a significant part of the day, when you start looking at your conversations with yourself and others, how many of these things come up for you? So again, so for using cite your confusion as a reason for not taking action, a lot of people have that, but they may not be playing the victim. They're just unaware of where they want to go. And that's where coaching comes in and helps. And actually coaching comes in very handy with stop playing the victim. But again, the point here is to go through this list to see if you resonate with a number of them or just one of them. And then how often do you resonate with them? So the next one is you don't listen to others tell you directly or indirectly that they think you could have done more to achieve better results. So you're getting feedback, right? So you get feedback. The feedback is, hey, listen, you know, you really could have done more to get a better result. And you don't listen to it. You go, I don't want to hear it. You don't understand me. My life is different. I'm different. You just don't get it. And so when you don't listen to people, whether it's directly or indirectly, maybe watching the news, maybe overhearing somebody directly, obviously is a friend, a family member, a coworker, a coach saying that, hey, you could have done a bit more and get better results. That when you don't listen to that, you're playing the victim. You find yourself pointing fingers, right? Again, that's back to blaming. So we've covered that one. Your discussion on problems focus more on what you can't do instead of what you can do. So you're facing a challenge, you're facing an experience, you're facing an opportunity, but you're going, I can't do it because this, I can't do it because that. And you focus so much on why you can't do it, then you're playing the victim. You fail to confront the toughest issues you face in your life at that particular point. You know, we get bills in the mail. Well, if you want to put here's a really good example. An individual, they receive bills. We all receive bills in the mail every day, but they don't open them up because they know it's bad news. So they put it off. Now all of a sudden, they're 30, 60, 90 days overdue on their mortgage or on their utility bill. Their utility gets shut off. Oh, I don't understand it. My utility bill gets shut off. But they didn't want to confront the tough issue of that they have to pay that bill and they may not have the money. So they ignore it. That is playing the victim. You resist asking or hearing probing questions about your accountability. So you may have a friend, you may have a significant other, you may have a boss or a coworker, and they start asking questions like, okay, you said you were going to do this, you were going to get this result, and you aren't getting it, but you don't even want to ask those questions. You don't even want to ask or hear people asking you those questions. It's basically exposing your soft white underbelly, if you will. And if you're playing the victim, you don't want to hear it. And the victim, it can be rolled up into also mentally sensitive individuals. I would call it mentally weak. Some other individuals call them mentally sensitive as opposed to mentally strong. When you're mentally strong, you will face all of these things. You will ask people for feedback. You will get the responses that you want. You will know where you need to improve yourself. So some more. You feel you're being treated unfairly and you believe you can't do anything about it. That is truly playing the victim. You know, my boss isn't doing this and there's I'm not getting a raise. I'm not getting this. But there's nothing I can do about it. Wow. That is so playing the victim. You repeatedly find yourself on the defense. So you're defending why you can't accomplish something. You're defending why you don't want to hear feedback. You're defending your position. You're always defending yourself. That is playing the victim. You avoid people, meetings, and situations that require you to report on your responses. Great example. You have a sales meeting coming up. And you know you have to report on your results, but your results aren't good. Oh, I can't come in today. My dog is sick and throwing up, so I have to stay home. All of these, that type of a reason is an avoidance of being accountable for your results, and that is playing the victim. You deflect your responsibilities onto others. Well, I asked Joe to do it. I asked Mary to do it. It's not my fault. I asked them. Although you are held, it's your responsibility for your result if you're at work or at home, but then you ask somebody to help you and they didn't get it done. It's still your responsibility to get it done. Even if you ask somebody or delegated it to, it's still up to you to get it done and you can't point the fingers at somebody else. You spend valuable time creating a story on why you're not at fault. So you go to a meeting, and this may be at a meeting or you're going to your significant other to say why you didn't pay the bill, why you didn't do this, why your sales results aren't where they're supposed to be. And you start to create this marvelous story. And you spend so much time creating the story where if you just took the action, you'd have the result that you want. But no, you're spending so much time creating a story to justify your victimhood that you don't get the results you want. And then generally victims have a pessimistic view of the world. So how do you see things? Do you see things through fog-colored glasses or rose-colored glasses? So these are just some of the ways to recognize you're playing the victim. And again, we all play it at some point, but we need to wake up to it and start to take back control of our lives and start to know that we are actually really in control of our life. It's not somebody else. It's not somebody else's circumstances. The decisions we make affect our results, and we always are at choice. So this also means that we just don't take responsibility. We have to take responsibility. When you're playing the victim, you don't take it. It just, we can see it so often with people that just don't take responsibility. You hold on to grudges against people. You have trouble being assertive. Sometimes you're very aggressive, and that's part of the defensive. You know, so I'd rather be on the, better to attack than defend. But you have trouble being assertive, meaning standing up for your views, for your opinions, for those type of things. You don't trust others. That's also playing the victim. So you have this lack of trust because they disappoint you, because they can't do what they want, because you've asked people to do things before. That's playing the victim. You get into arguments easily, right? When we're victim, we're always on the defense. We're always defending when we're playing the victim. So that means that we get into arguments easily, which means that we're sometimes very aggressive but not assertive. And you feel sorry for yourself. Here's the pity party. Let's get the party hat on, the noisemakers, pop the champagne. Hey, I'm having a pity party. The world is unfair. Life sucks, and then you die. That's playing the victim. So the question is now, how do you stop playing the victim, right? I've gone through all of these key indicators on when you are playing the victim. So how do you stop it? Well, start living the 10 mental strength principles for successful living, right? Start to live those things that I started this podcast off with. Start listening to those things. Start reading them about them on my blog. Listen to other podcasts. Get my book. Get my online training. But start to live them. Develop the mental strength of a warrior. this is so essential. So again, visit my blog, visit my podcasts. I have an online training program. I have a book to help you, but you need to start to develop your mental strength so that you take back control of your life and then start acting as if you are the warrior and not the victim. So for more information, you can go to warriormindtraining.com. This is where there's Develop the Strength of a Warrior is an online program. It includes the book with it. It has some assignments. It helps you walk through the process of developing that mental strength that you need to move from victim to warrior. And then also you can go to my site, warriormindcoach.com, contact me for an introductory consultation, and we can see if coaching is right for you. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.